missed that. I missed that. Oh man, that's it. I know that we. I know that we were not gonna do this, but you sent that text, and I couldn't say no. I couldn't say no. I don't regret it. Mm-mm. Do you? Okay. Yeah, I guess a Cheshire Cat grin like that means no. No, you did not regret that. Sure. Don't look too happy about it. Yeah. It's nothing really. It's fine. It's just, you know what we just did, right? We just. We just cheated. We just cheated on our partners together. And I get that we were both. We were both in a break, and you know, your girlfriend isn't really a girlfriend, and my boyfriend isn't really a boyfriend, but isn't it cheating, technically? I've not had the chance to end it with him yet. Fuck's sake, babe, don't do that. You have to talk to her. No, you're not sending a breakup text, and you're certainly not sending it from this bed. No. No, not at all. No. No. Yes, I'm slapping your hand. You're not leaning over to that phone. You're not texting her to end it here and now. You're gonna have to talk to her. And I'm gonna have to talk to him. Why did I do it? You mean, why did we? It, right? Well, I missed you. Mm-hmm. I did. I missed you. 2 months is not even breaking a relationship anymore. It's just you tortured me. You just tortured me. So you were there in that pub, and I was there, and our flings, partners, whatever you want to call them, they're out with their mates tonight. The opportunity was there, and I couldn't pass you up. I just couldn't pass you up. I know that we had a break so we could get some space, but it's so good to be in our bed, to have you here. I know that the space is actually quite nice, but I'm just getting a little bit lonely in here. This place is for two people. Has been since we moved in. It's just not the same without you. And I know that you were staying at your mate's place, but come on. His bed must be at least 20 years old. That guy never has anything new. Can't have been comfortable. Yeah. Don't shrug like that, you know it. Man. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, is it? If we were already gonna dump her and him, I mean, it was already over, really, wasn't it? I know. I shouldn't be worrying. I shouldn't be thinking about it, but when we first met, we both said what the worst possible thing was, and it was that we would cheat on each other. And I don't want you to think that. I don't want you to think that this is right in my head. Because I'd never do this to you. Never did. Oh, you know, one of the apps. Yeah. I mean, we were like 5 weeks into it and, you know, boredom and needs take over. Yes, needs. You're getting yours, and I had been staying perfectly chaste and single the entire time. And then eventually I just kind of gave up and went, fuck it. Found him. I mean, I was never going to be a long-term thing with him anyway. He was just looking for someone to have fun with, as was I. To be honest, I know full well that it's going to happen. I'm going to dump him and he's going to actually pull the barmaid at whatever pub he goes into next. He seems to have his eye on quite a few. I never thought about that. Do you know what? That's quite a good point. He probably did cheat on me, didn't he? Wonder how many barmaids he's fucked from those pubs that we've visited. I never did look at his phone. Couldn't care less, to be honest. I mean, it doesn't make it right, though, does it? All right, bunny boiler. It's not exactly my form of revenge. And it's not exactly revenge at all, because I really couldn't care. That's about it. But sure, that's what you want to call it. Death with revenge. Against him potentially cheating on me, which I can't prove, and I really don't have the energy to find out. Was your girl, was she potentially the type? Oh. Okay. Fair enough. No, I just didn't have you the type for being up to the open relationship thing. I mean, you are quite possessive when you have someone. I mean, you really didn't like the thought when I raised that I had been going out with him for a little bit. We weren't technically even together at the time that I first messaged him, so it wasn't really your place to be jealous, and yet you still were. I still remember that message, "Who's he then?" As if I was going to tell you. As far as I was aware, you were conforming about, I was allowed to do. Fair's fair. But you're that possessive sometimes. Not in a bad way. No. But maybe possessive is the wrong word. Protective. Loyal. Let's go loyal. You're that loyal to a girl that wouldn't it then kill you inside to know that she might be fucking guys behind your back? Messaging guys, sending pictures of herself to guys. I knew it. Yeah, I knew it. You never wanted that open relationship. It was just a compromise, wasn't it? Oh, babe. We got ourselves into a fine mess, didn't we? Don't get me wrong. You definitely reminded me tonight why I should really be back with you. Oh, babe, I don't kiss and tell. No. Maybe when I've dumped him, I'll tell you what he was like, but come on. I can't. No. It's not right. And also, what happens if I say that he was better than you? You're just gonna get up and walk out? Come on. You need to know what you're letting yourself in for. Okay. This stays between me and you though. Right? Okay. It's alright. Yeah, I mean, clearly he's not really went out of a certain type of girl, you know? He seems to quite like fake. I think he was quite surprised that all of me's natural. And he kind of looked a bit lost what do you do with these? It's like, well, they're natural tits. Do what you do with the silicone ones. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, he was probably experienced, but he's experienced in like one position or something. It's stupid. He's also. He makes out as if he can be this dom sort of guy, and then lo and behold, he doesn't really have the talk. Yeah, I had to. As soon as I heard that he was able to, or he thought he was able to, I was like, right, let's test this. On you go, do your best, Dom. And of course he failed. Didn't surprise me. Was only really meant to be a one night stand thing. It kind of became a few more when I started getting bored again. It's easier to stick with what you know, What? No, you. Yeah, you've got a question. You've got a question right there, and that jealousy is right there. Come on. Ask the question. Oh, you've got two. Okay. Question time it is. What's the first one? Fucking hell, babe. Fine. He was smaller than you. Okay? By quite a way. Is that really what you're hung up about? Really? Come on. What's the second one? Oh. I came back to you and I let you back in here knowing what you'd do to me because I love you. Yeah. I do. I just saw you in that pub and I just. It was like we were there a few years ago when we first met. Just that smile and that cheeky look in your eye. You and I just the second I walked into that pub and I saw you, I knew I didn't regret answering that text. I didn't regret ever meeting back up with you again. And I have been ready to end this break for such a long time. I've missed you. I've missed everything. I've missed the mornings, seeing you refusing to get out of bed despite 10 snoozes. I've missed watching you get ready for work, admiring you in that suit. I've missed having you come home and we collectively bitch about our days over some home cooked meal. I miss us going to bed And just letting the night take us wherever it needs to go. Whatever needs to fulfill our needs. And I miss moments like this, where I'm in your arms. And I couldn't feel safer if I tried. Miss you. And I must admit, when I got that text, I wanted you. Quite possibly I needed you too. I missed this. I longed for this. I never really wanted that break. I never really wanted this to end. I think it's time we go back together. I don't know what you want to do now. Admit I'm kind of sleepy, but it's up to you if you want to. If you want to sleep here tonight, I'd love to have you in my bed, and you can go and sort out your car crash of a relationship, and I can go and deal with mine tomorrow. Meet back here tomorrow night and we'll act like nothing happened. And we're just back together. Square one all over again. I mean, you can leave now if you want, but do you really want to? I didn't think so.